Before we start the next Mishnah, I would like to just learn the Tehillim to Gemaras as a preparation for the sugya we are about to learn. Let us see that Nun Amud Beis. Omar. The Gemara, we'll start the Gemara and Daf Nun Amud Beis right after the Mishnah. Omar Rav Ber Shechiva Olav Teire Lahavloi Veloi Lachavotoi. The Chiyuv Tashlumim on Ber is if because of the Hevel that was Mazik, not because of the bang that came about through falling into the bird. Alma Kosova, so we see Rav holds, Chavoto Karko Ilam Hu the Masculine. Rav holds that if he bangs himself, he's banging himself against the Karko Ilam. So therefore, he's not responsible for what the Karko Ilam did to the Neufel. Let us see what Rashi says. Lahavloi mishum da ovedlei hevel leber. When a person digs a ber, we have a deep, a narrow area. So the air in this ber becomes contaminated. And Mishum the Ovid lay Hevel Leboyer, since he created Hevel in this Boyer, so he's responsible for the Hevel that he created. Velay Mishum Chavotoy, but he's not responsible for the bang that occurred to the Neufel in the Boyer. Why is that? Because Kalka Oilam. What is the translation of Karka Ilam? Ve'inei Shaloi. Karka that does not belong to him. What about the Hezek? He's not responsible for a Chabad that came about through Karka Ilam. He's responsible for what the Hevel had done, because Mishum Da'ovid Le Hevel, he created the Hevel, he brought about the Hevel, there was no Hevel in this area till he made the boil. So he's considered a Baal Hevel. So it's his Hevel that was Masik. But by the Chavat we say Karka Ilam is Ikosa. Ushmul Omar, Shmuel says, Lahavloi Vakoshkein Lachavotai. Shmuel says, he's chayev for what the Hevel does. And Avad Givis is Chayiv for the Chabad. Shmuel Omar Lahavloi Chayivei Teire. The Teire was Machayiv for the Hevel. Kidikamrino. Va'afal Gav the Havle Memele Osile. The Hevel comes about Memele. That means this is not a direct result from his chafire. He doesn't create Hevel. He creates a boyer which will bring about that since there's not enough mokim for air to flow in this boyer, so the air will become contaminated. But so this is pshat, not that he did not bring the Yodayim the Hevel. He was misavid by making the boil that Hevel will come. The Koshkein lechavotoi, the Iyu Ovid lechavotoi. He made the chavotoi. So I saw in Ateres Shmuel, L'chayre, there's Svaras Hafuches between Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds there's no obligation b'chlal to pay for the Chabad because karka oilam is ikosai. It's not mine. It's ain't a shaloi. So I'm not responsible. And Shmuel says, the toshken lachavotai, and the chabat yezichachai, the iyu ovid lechavotai. So what does this mean? She wants to say that there's a machlokes, the chiyuv of boyer, what is the responsibility? Why is a bala boyer responsible? So Rav holds the bala boyer is responsible because he's a bala mazik. Your mazik was mazik. So my mazik, the karka oilam is not my mazik. So I'm responsible for what I created. So the hevel is the ovid lay. He made the hevel. He would, but for the hezek of the karka oilam, it's not my karka. It's einish shaloi. And Shmuel holds that the chiyuv of a bal abayir is im al yedei pulosai. He was machshir the nezek. That means he was, this chafir of the bear was marshal, the nezek, was mesavev, the nezek, that eventually came about. In hechsher a nezek, and that's why you mechuyev to pay. Chavote is a greater hechsher than a siyas a hevel, because there's a delay till the hevel comes, and it's memele. It's not I made a bear, and since it's a bear, so the air becomes contaminated, polluted. But al koponim, that's a dova memele. But in hechsher nezek, this is called my pule was a direct machsher in the hezek of chavote. Was perhaps an indirect machshir in the hezek of hevel, but Shmuel holds you responsible for both. The imtaima. So now Shmuel continues. Maybe let's say lechavotay amrotayre v'loy lahavloy. If there's a svare that the chiyuv of boyer is because I was machshir the nezek. And I'm a greater machshir by chavat and by hevel, so maybe the chiyuv is only on the chavat. So the Gemara says, "Atayre idal aver afilu molei sfugim shel tzem." When the Torah says "balaber yishalem," so this is a very inclusive statement, and it includes even a padded bear which is not capable of being mazik with chavat. It's also called a boil. So al kolchach, there is a chiyuv on hevel also. What does Rashi say? Vim taima davke lechavote veloy lahavloy. Do memele hu, because the hevel is memele, v'ihu loy ovdei. He didn't make the hevel. He was mesavit that the hevel would come, but the ilay of day, that's not called, it was machsha the nezik. Atayre ida la bayr the chiv bayr stam, afilu molei svugim shel tzemer, the leke chavot. Frag the gemore, mai binay. So good, it's a long de shemach leikis, if the chiv is for the hevel, if the chiv is for the chvat, But Lamai Abba Vinishtvi, we'll see every boyer Mustama this Hevel and Chabad. So what's the machloikis between Rav and Shmuel? Lamai said, is there an afkamin in Aloche? So Moses Ike Benai, the Ovid Goiva Bershusarab. A person made a goiva, and she made a mound in the middle of the Rishus Harab. That means, so you on one side, you're walking in the Rishus Harab, suddenly you're going on an elevated place. So you walk up this elevated place, and then afterwards, they say, there's an abrupt stop, and if you go further, you fall down into the Rishus HaRabim. So he made a Goyvan Rishus HaRabim, which he is Machshir, a Hezek of Chvat. That means, all the Mahalchim we had till now. So he was Machshir, a Hezek that comes about through Chabad. But there's no Hevel over here. There's no Hevel. There's no Boyer. There's an open space that's only Chayvet, and there's no Hevel. David Goyva B'Shusarab, L'Rav HaGoyva Loi Mechayev, L'Shmuel HaGoyva Nami Mechayev. You chay for a goyva also, even though there's no hevel. Then the Gemara says, my time at the Rav. What is the time of Rav that says that the chiyiv is als hevel? The omar kro v'nofal hachi yipel derech nefila. That it has to fall derech nefila, which means head down. That when the Pasuk is telling us how it fell head first. So Memele, so the Behema came in contact with the Hevel, and the Hevel was Misaviv, the Hezek, or the Hevel was Mazik. Ushmuel, and Shmuel holds the Nafal, Kaldu mashme. Nothing means any way it fell. I can't derive from this posseg that v'nofal means that it fell dafke derech nefila with face down. Now let us see Rashi. May binayu. Now we have a mirdika Rashi. The Gemara is asking a kasha, may binayu. It means the Gemara, without this akimta of Goiva, we can't figure out what's the difference between Rav and Shmu. So Rashi, Mechdei, Heiched the Meis, boy, the Behemah died, Bein le Rav, Bein le Shmu, is Chayim. So Rashi, Vachilu, Nivkas, Kreisei, Einishbero, Mafraktoi. What happens if the spine broke? Or the keres, the stomach split. Mechayiv nami Rav. So Rav is also Mechayiv. Dika lemeima havle nami katalte. The Hevel also killed it. Vafilo nishbaro agloi. Now Rashi is speaking about that a foot broke. Bekiches, and it got weak. Dika lemeima machmas Hevel abir chole bekiches. Is mali time the chiyuvim mishum chavote mali mishum hevel. So I'd like to say over a merdeke Teisvis Rabbeinu Peretz that elaborates a little. Ba'afilu, this is the lashon of the Teisvis Rabbeinu Peretz. Ba'afilu nishbero. Mafrekes, Machayiv Gam Lerav. Mishim Dika Lamei Mahav Lenami Kotle. Vim Taima, so the Taisa Ben Aperet says, Mas Vorizu. Vulei Dova Hanire Leinaimu, Shemeis Machmas Chavote, Shenishbara Mafrakte. Could be he died because of Hevel also. You see, evidence, this is Ichara Sida of death. Could be he died from Hevel. So there's a Merdeke Rabbeinu Peretz, Yeshloime the Felochi Ikele Mitle Bahavlo. I could attribute the Hezek to Hevel. So he says a Merdeke Zach, the Lulei Ahavlo, if it wouldn't have been for the Hevel, Hoya Hashoyer Mamid Atzmoy Al Raglov Bekoyach, Loi Hoya Niziklo. Avla yidei ha-hevel chola ha-sher v'kichash machmas ha-choyli So that's the Chmir, the Tesla Ben Peretz is saying a very interesting concept. We see a cat can make a big jump and he falls on his feet. So Vaistois, that's the Teva of a cat, that even with a jump it can balance itself and it knows how to fall on its feet. So L'chayre, the Tesla Ben Peretz says, this is not only a koyach of a cat, it's a koyach of any baal chai. That they be bekoyach to make sure that the fool should not be masik them. The lulay ahav lo hoya asher mamid atzmai araglov bekoyach, lo hoya niziklal, he would have made that he fell properly without being genizik. No, he lost his balance. He got confused. You have to have a clear head in order to make sure that the fall should not be mazik. The Hevel contributed or brought about that he didn't have this clear head. In Memela, so he fell in a very Batlana Shoifen, and that's why he got killed. That's what the Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz says. Rab Moshe, Nigros Moshe, there's a Chuvin, Chelek Aleph, Semen Tzadik Tes. Rab Ruben soll gesund sein, erste Makashe. This is very nice theory. Could be that was the cause. But how can one attribute for sure that this was the cause? Maybe there was such a fall, even without the Hevel. It also died. I mean, this could be a reason. But who says that this is the cause? We were mechayev, someone yoni chayev on hevel. And members in Ramayisha Tainis, let's say, because we see Ovad Goiva, and the sheir fell and died. So according to Shmuel Yechayev, how did it die? There was no hevel. What happened all of a sudden? So you see that a sheir can die without hevel also. It's also possible. So if according to Rav, the whole chiv is only because of the hevel, so what right do you have to say that the hevel was the direct cause? So Rav Moshe wants to say, "Bitzorich loyma shezeu michidish din boyer sheima hevel also ktsas ezik." Nechshav kol ha-maise al-shem ha-hevel v'chayiv kilu osa ha-kel. But that's the chiddush of Boel. He says, we have a parsha of Boel. And Rav, when Rav came to this parsha, he had difficulties. How do I understand this parsha? You're not chayiv for the Chabad, because kal koilu mazikose. The only reason I can understand that Yechayiv is because of the Hevel. And the Torah says, V'nofel Shoma, then a Meishi Aloya, but it seems Yechayiv on Misa. So the Chiddush HaTorah is that if there was Hevel that could be Mazik, that contributed something to the Hezek, could be, it's not a complete cause. Could be it's a partial cause. Could be the Hezek could have occurred without the Hevel also. But if that's the Chiddush HaTorah, that Boyer, if there is a Hevel in the Boyer that is Mishtatef in the Hezek, Shiyim Mechuyev for the Hezek. Nechshav kol ha-maisa al-shem ha-hevel. So, you're responsible, Keilu. The whole Maisa came about through the Hevel. Zachidi Shakro. That is Pshat, and that's how the Moshe wants to say. The Bichas Avrom says, Madura Basra, the Ike Geder Boil Rav Mitzat Shutfosoi Benezek. The Baal Aver is Chayev because he was Mishtatev in the Nezek Shadeya Havle. He contributed to the Nezek to the Hevel. Vaideze Megalgul Nolabe Sakil. V'chol Nezek Sheshlitri Shagam Havle Ishpia. If the Hevel contributed something to the Nezek, we don't make now a cheshbon, a scale, how much did the Hevel accomplish, how much did the Chvat accomplish. Oh, the Nasu, Baal, Abir, the Chayiv, Gamma, Mashabu, Machmas, Achmat. So perhaps he says it a little differently. He wants to say that you become Baal, Abir. Now, what makes me Baal, Abir? By creating a Hevel that could be Mazik. Then, if you created a Hevel, you were mistatis in making a boil that has in it a mazik of Hevel. So, Mamela, whatever the boil does, you're chayv. Al Kaponim, this is Shitas Rav. And Shmuel doesn't hold like this. Let us see Rashi, Vaita, the Ovid Goivo, Tel Gavoya, Asore, Boshus Aram. He made a mound in the Rishus Aram, v'olo shamsher, v'nofo, v'hocha leka havlo elo chavat. Let us just see the second Tosfos, ike b'nayu David goiva, hochinami evamotsu l'meima, v'nofo derech hachoyro, he fell in backwards, and the head is sticking out. So the head is not at all affected. We're speaking about a boy that's 10 tfachim deep. So memela, the larav lemechayev ela derech ponov dike hevel. Inami, there's another nafkamina, beber sheroch bo yoyser al umko. That the dimensions of the boy is the reichev is more than the oimik. The leke hevel kidamrina lekamon. Such a boy, there's no hevel, there's enough place for the air to flow through. But that's in the Chanami, the Machlekes, Rav Shmuel is an oifen where there's no hezek of Hevel in this Nefila, and according to Rav Yepota, and according to Shmuel Yechait. Now, let us see just another Gemara Daf Memtesam and Beitz. Mother says as follows. Tana, let's see the Gemara after the Mishnah. Tana Rabbana. Achayfer boir b'rishus ha-yachet u'pischay l'rishus ha-ram. That means the boir is in his rishus, but the Pesach of the boir is b'rishus ha-ram. The takole is in the rishus ha-ram. So when one walks in the Rishus HaRabim, so one falls into this takola, and then the boir is on a slant, and the hezek is in the Rishus HaYochid. Chayev, zeh v'zeh boir ha'omor b'atoyre divrei Rabbi Shmuel. This is Rabbi Shmuel, this is the case of Baal HaBoir Yishalim. So that means we have over here the mazik is take the balaboyer. That means his boyer was mazik. Here it's take chavota the day. You don't have to worry why, but that it's here it's not kalko ilam mazikosai.
Here it's Takeh, his boy was Mazik, and he made a Takole in the Rishus HaRab. So Memele, Zer boy Rama Batoire, Divrei Bishmoy. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Hivke Rishusoy, Vle Hivke Boiroy, Zehu Boir Homo Batoire. The Boir Homo Batoire that says Bala Boir Yishalim, so Vaistois, both of them learned that Pashtei Dekro is speaking about that he's an owner of the Boir. It's his Boir that was Mazik. So how do we have such a Hechetimtze that my Boir was Mazik? How does that come about? So Rabbi Shmuel said, yeah, it's the Boir was in your Rishus, but the Pesach of the Boir was in the Rishus HaRab. She made a Takol on Rishus HaRab, so someone walks in the Rishus HaRab. He falls in, there's a Takol on Rishus HaRab, but the Hezek is in your Rishus. You're a real Bala Boir. And Rabbi Kiva says another case. Hivke Rishusoy v'le Hivke Boirei. Zehu Boir Ha'amo Batoirei. That means as follows. A person had a Rishus. He had a Chotzer, Samach L'Rishus HaRam. He made a Boir in the middle of his Chotzer, which there's no problem whatsoever with this. He can do whatever he wants in his Chotzer. And then he saw there was signs up that the Rishus HaRabim is very narrow. There's difficulty for all the traffic to go through. And donations were asked for people to donate karka in order to widen the Rishus HaRabim. No, he was good-hearted, this person. Taka, right? So he went, so his the karkois of the chotzer, which is Samach L'Rishus HaRabim, he donated it to the Rishus HaRabim. So Memela, now the Rishus HaRabim, Baruch Hashem, became much bigger. His boyer, listen, the boyer he uses, it's very nice of him to donate his chotzer for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, but the boyer he still needs. So Memela was Hivke Rishus HaRabim, Le Hivke Boyer. And now, since the Rishus HaRabim became widened through his generous donation, so people started walking very close to the Boir, and now someone fell into the Boir. So Rabbi Kiva says, Zeh Boir Ha'omo Batoire. He's a Bala Boir. The Mazik was, that means they didn't want to say that the Boir that the Torah is speaking about is a Boir Rishus HaRabim, because how we learn that from Adrash, Bala Boir Yishalem, to call him a Bala Boir, that's it seems it's Mamish is Boir. So Rabbi Kiva says, Hivke Rishusev Lehivke Boir Eizel Boir Ha'omo Batoir. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Upisrei Loshus HaRam, Kivin shatakola b'shus haram, I'm like mishachofchei b'shus haram. So there's a takola b'shus haram. B'zehu b'er, like I'm in my forest, my zehu. Kul amu loy pligi de machayi, Rabbi Kiva moidele el Rabbi Shmuel, b'ber b'shus haram. Rabbi Batev Shmuel, yeah, this is something else. Aber Rabbi Shmuel loy moidele el Rabbi Kiva b'ber b'shus haram. The Kosova ki avkarna loch rishusi lav lacheyuvi ano vezeke avkarte. So Rashi says, Amore de kesvore in Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds, listen, I was good at it. I donated my property, and now, not only I should now become b'chayv in the zekes because of my good-heartedness. So pshat is, I'm matke the rishus to the Bnei Rishus HaRabim. You can use it on your own risk, but don't use my property and then come and tell me that you fell into my boir, I should pay for the hezek. So al kaponim v'istachois, it's yours on your own risk. If anything happens, you have no right to walk in it. It's mine still. I think it's a shear in the hakno, in the hefker. I mafker it only
If you walk down your own risk, if anything happens, then I'm not responsible for what happened, because this is how Rashi learns Pshat in Rabbi Shmuel. And just let us see Taisus Daf Nun Amud Aleph, the first Taisus, but let's just see the Teretz. V'yeshleima Dahainu Taima, Taisus is Chilek Am Rashi, Taisus is Arayach Am Gemara, Dahainu Taima of Rabbi Shmuel, Mishum Domalei, Tulcha Bershusi My Boy. That means, what are you doing in my Rishus? This is my Rishus. That means my Rishus is here. So you have no right to go close to my Rishus. And then you're going to fall in. That means, so you're going, so there's a ptur of tucha b'shusi, my boy. That means the hezek came about by being machnis. You're sure in my reshus, and I'm not responsible to pay for them. Now we can start the Mishnah and Daf of Chesamad Aleph. Now let us see the Mishnah. Nishpero kadoi b'shus harab. V'huchlak, 2 lines from the bottom. Nishpero kadoi b'shus harab. A person was carrying a kad in the Rishus Haram. There was water in the kad. Now the kad broke. The water spilled out. Now someone walked by and he slipped on the water. Or he banged himself that the kad broke, so there's a jagged and broken pieces of cheres in the middle of the Rishus Haram. This person who dropped it did not even bother to pick it up. He left everything there and he went further. He said, Gamzu l'tayve, falte, he was a mamin, but he left 2 mazikim in the Rishus Haram, the mayim and the shivrei akad, the schayim. So now someone was genizik from the remnants of his kad, through the mayim, or through the cheres, he's chayiv. Abiyudahim of a miskaven chayiv, beinim miskaven potter, and that we'll have to see later exactly what this means. Miskaven chayiv, beforish bigmore. Omar Rab Yehuda Mara. Now, Abiyud said b'shem Rab, Loi Shonu, the first bog in the Mishnah that it's speaking about that he slipped on the water and what happened afterwards. Loi Shonu Elishin Nitnefu Kalov Bamaim. The begotim got stained from the water. Some of the water fell down the Rishus Harabim, so the water was dirty and his begot, he slipped and he fell and his begot got stained. But if he would have, so the hezek is to his beged, avol hu atzmai potter. But if he himself got genizik, then he's potter. Karka oilam hezikosik, because it's not his karka that was mazik. Karka oilam hezikosik. Zot Rashi, avol hu zeku atzmai potter. Karka oilam, again, shein lo bailam. So there's no owners on this karka. Hizikosoi. Umamoinai shows us. So what did I do? Grome baalma of it lay. Zicha, you slipped through my water. Well, that's a goyren. That I didn't. The hezek did not come through the water. The hezek came through the bank. What banged you? Karka oilom. Karka that's not mine. That's karka shushu sarab. The Rav Letai made the Omer LeKamon, Ber Shechiva Lofter, Lahav Loi Veloi Lachavote. This is the Rav we just learned. Rav said when someone falls in Tabur, there's no responsibility for the Chvat from the Kaisle Abur, from the Kakois Abur, because that's not his. That doesn't belong to him. That's Karka Olam. Karka Sheini Shalei was Mazik. So I'm not responsible for what the Karka did. I'm only responsible for the Hevel that I created. That Shitas Rav. So over here, if you have water and he slipped and he fell on the Karka, this is similar to Goiva, which we had on Daf Nunamed Beis, that according to Rav, you're Potter, because you're not responsible for the Chabad. I'd like to mention a lotion of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says in a note, he explains, what is the hezek of Tinfu Kalov? Tinfu Kalov means that they became a tunif, they became dirty. He's walking along and he has a Shabbos package and he fell into the water and he got stained. No, so we give it to the cleaners. So what, I mean, this is... So I was going to you a hefsid. That's a grommer. I mean, the beggar is still here. It's dirty. So you'll clean it. That's all fair, I guess. So the only they charge are the cleaning bill. So that's a grommer. Zot hazaynish tinfu kelov choshev nezek. This is called, I was mazik your beged. Umashme afilu efshe lahavir atinef. Even though you can clean it, it's still called a hezek. Now let me give you, before we go further, Chazanish, I'd like to give you a very good marshal. But the problem is over here. There's a gemara further, and a geizel eitzim, a person took a dinner, Shimon took a dinner of Reuven and threw it into Mayim Tzlulim. That means there was a yam of Mayim Tzlulim. It was 20 miles deep, and he took a coin of his, he threw it in. And Yenna says, no, it's over there. It's 20 miles deep. No, how did I get down there? That's my problem. I know this is a deep sea diver. You hire him for $10,000, so go down and take your dinner. So $10,000, so you were guiding me. The grommer's potter. I wasn't mazik your dinner. Your dinner's there. If I go and bang up your dinner, that's not mazik your dinner. Your dinner is there, shiny, it's there. I show it to you. If I was mabed your dinner, it would be my makurim. So good. So I was mabed. It's there. It's right then and there. You have problems getting it. That's grommer ben azok. Grommer ben azok in this part. As I state in the Gemara. So l'chayre, one could think, he's also the same thing. The beggar is here. There's a layer of dirt and soil on top of it. Good. Take it off. You need a professional to take it off. So go to professional, but I wasn't mazik your beged. Your beged is here. That really was what bothered the Chazon Ish. That means if it's a stain that can be cleaned, so the beged is here. No, there's a problem of the stain. So get rid of the stain. What is different to take off the stain or to get a deep sea diver? The nire zokt the Chazon Ish, the mare mikri metzius. A stain is considered a metzius. This is not the same beged. This is a stained beged. This is something else. Och shemechapsoi, when you clean it, it's not pshat as I have a stain and I peel off the stain. Oh, the beged is like it was before. No. The beged is soiled. The beged is stained. Och shemechapsoi yoitzer beged meluben. He's creating a nubed. This cleaners are making mifsim. This is a yitzire. This is not pshat as, it was a stained beggar, it's a dirty beggar, the fibers are dirty, it's dirty. It's And no, he put it to a cleaner, so that's called a yetzire. He's making a clean beggar. V'choshiv hakesem nezek v'alibun tikun mechudish. That's called you are mazik my beggar. Don't tell me, give me an address of a good cleaner. You are mazik my beggar. You are mazik the beggar. I can now make over a new beggar. Good. That's my priorities. But my beggar, that's what the Chazeni says. Now we'll go, so Mamela, and he says this is Pshat Namish, nit to the Vukela. So Mamela is a hezek. So Mamela, you have to pay for the hezek. Even though it's possible that the stain could go off. Now Rav Yehuda said this b'shem Rav. It's a Talmud of Rav. After Rav was Nifta, he switched yeshivas, so he came to Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda said, tell over Shmuel, memories he heard from Rav. Ki emrisei kamei de Shmuel. I told this over to Shmuel, pshat de Mishnah. Amali. So Shmuel said, Michdi, avnei v'sakino imasoi mi boire lamano. The Torah says is a parsha of boire. Now boire is a tzure, there's a pit, and someone fell into the pit, and yechayev. That's the parsha of boire. Avnei sakino imasoi. That a person goes and puts a takole in the Rishus HaRabim, that's a tilde of boil. It's not boil, it's a tilde of boil. But it's the sasios and the nezek, whatever characteristics boil has, this is a tilde of boil. Vikula, some a mail of it's a tilde of boil, by boil there's halachis. Ani koire bem, it says, v'nofal shome shoyer v'chamoyer. Darshinim chazal shoyer v'loy odo. Chamoyer v'loy kalim. So these misholim are coming l'miyuti. If a person dies in a boir, you're potter. The balabir is potter. If kalim got genizikt in a boir, you're potter. Vahani mili linyin ptolet. That what is a miyut of odo. And Kalim, there's a difference. By Odom, the miyut is Harigas Odom. If a bear kills an Odom, the balabir is potter. Avalinyin nizokin, Odom chayev Kalim p'tur. But Lagabi nizokin, if it was only mazik, so then Odom is chayev. We'll see in Rashi exactly. We'll see in Rashi exactly how I figured this out, that Niskei Odom is Chayiv Beboir, the Miyit is only on Mises Odom, and Niskei Kalim are Apota Beboir. So Memele, so Shmuel asked Amiridike Kasha and Rav, so Shmuel asked Akasha, so this Mayim is a Tolda of Beboir, but it can't be better than the Op. In Beiris Potter and Kalim. So you're staying begged, I agree with you 100%. It's a Hezek and it's Genizik and Alagotazachim. I got news for you, Beiris Potter and Kalim. So how can you learn Pshat in the Mishnah that the Hezek was that the begged got stained? Zot Rashi. Mi Beiris Lamadna Beperi Kamet. Shoyer v'loy odam chamoyer v'loy keilam. V'hani mili heiche demeisa odam. Dekro b'misa mishtoi. This miyut, the miyut is what the posik is speaking about. Now the posik is speaking about v'nofel shoma shoyer, so it says v'meisi eloy. So we see klo, what happened to the shoyer? The shoyer died. And on that it says shoyer v'loy odom, which means if an odom died, the balabir is potter. V'meisi eloy. Because the posik is speaking about misa shoyer, so the miyut of odom is misas odom. Avo b'nezek odom chayu balabir. The kro mikoyfer memate. The pasuk was mamayit from Kaifa, from Mises Odom. the kelim pturim, aber kelim yepota, al niske kelim pota, ve yepota vol niske kelim. Bala boy, de shviroson zuhi misoson. Na Rashi era kashe, Rashi era kashe, the kashe lechamir de kekashe, that means the posik is speaking about mises sher vechamir, and we're memayit mises oto. So what about kelim? So kelim, Rashi says, it's also misa. Shvirosan zui misoson. If a keli breaks, let's call that the keli died. So memele. But kan sheila ben, that's very good. If you had a keli, you had a crystal keli, and it fell into a boir, and now it's there's 1,000 pieces there. Oh, this is shvirosan zui misoson. It's dead. Dead the keli. But kan sheila ben, but our Mishnah is speaking about by nitnefu kelo. He had a bekeche, and the bekeche got stained. The chazeni says, you can clean it nachoyche tirtzu. The beget got killed. It's not killed. It's damaged. That's the best. It's a nezek. But lechoyche, this is a nezek. This is not shviros and zuyim isos. So the Rashba asks this kasha. So the Rashba says, Lav davke nishtablu, el afilu nitnefu, afilu, if the kelim got soiled, the tinufon vikilkulon hainu misosom. Lav davke shvirosan zui misosom, tinufon hainu misosom. Vahatam. I mean, this is saying, a breite zach, that a tinufam zui misosa. Vatam kemoishe pirish arrived. The ba'odam shayach lechalik bein misel in the zokim. By a person, there are two concepts. There's a person died, and a person got kenizik. The tavayu shaychi ba'odam. These two concepts are applicable. A person died, or a person got kenizik. Avol kelim leshayich bohu misa in the zokim. There's no thing that a keli died, or a keli got kenizik. This concept does not apply by a keli. Hilkach kelim mematim legamri. So if there's a mitzvah of kelim, it's not pshat is that I feel on the keli, the crystal vase broke into 1,000 pieces. It didn't die. There's no death over here. There's no Leviathan, there's no Shiva, and there's no Bor Dynamis could be if it was the Hefsid moment. But Al Koponim, there's no death over here. So the whatever happened to the keli, that's called Nizokin. So that's, so when Shviros and Zui Misosa, I'd like to say over a Moira de Kevolt, I saw B'Shem the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim said Pshat na Posek in Chumash. The Posek says, Ki loy dovo reiku mikem ki hi chayeichem. So the Chofetz Chaim said a Moira de Kezach. He says that the translation of reik means Shadovo kayim, you have something. Havoyesh by chasorim. Sha'inei molei, that means you have an empty keli. Before you had a keli full of wine, now it's an empty keli. So he says, v'hine, b'chol ha'mailis, yesh b'chine shel reik. All mailis a person possesses, there's an inyan of mole, there's an inyan of reik. For example, a person doesn't have any money. So it's basically reik on min amom. He's a person that's missing money. He's missing money. He says, but if a person is dead, it's not called, he's a person and he's missing life. So this one is missing money and this one is missing life. The person who's missing money is a person that is a chesor, he's missing something. A person that's dead, it's not he's missing chiyas, he's dead, he's non-existent.
this world. So al kaponim zukta chofetz chayim azay. Ki loy davoreiku mikem. If you don't learn Torah, so I'm not such a big babat rege. I'm missing Torah. Good. I don't wear a gantel. I don't learn Torah. But ki hicha yechem. Torah is napshat a mile, and you're missing it. If you're missing Torah, you're missing chiyus. Ki hem chayenu. So you're not alive at all. It's a different concept than guns. Aber kaponim, let's get back to the Rashbe. It's a moiridike Rashbe. The Shema Raivet. The Raivet says by a person, there are two things. A person can fall in and be genizik. So it's called a damage occurred. When a person died, it's not called a damage occurred. He got killed. There's two things. There's Misa and there's Nezokim. So if the Parsha of Boyer is speaking about V'nofo, Shomer, Sheir, or Boyer, Sheir, V'chamoyer, V'meisi, Eloi, so the Pasuk is speaking about Misas Asher, and we're Mamayit Sher V'loi Odom, so we're Mamayit Misas Odom. But, Dum Yed Asher, which is speaking about Misas Asher, but a Hezek of an Odom is a different concept in Gansen. So therefore you're Chayiv. But by a Keli, there's no two things of Misa and it's a Hezek. So it's a hezek. So if you have a beged with a stain, so before it was worth $100,000, now it's worth $75,000. So that's a hezek. If the whole vase broke, so it's a hezek of $100,000, whatever it is. But al kaponim, there's no two things by kalim. So the miut of kalim is call it Hezek, call it Misa, whatever it is, whatever was existing before is non-existent now. But there's no two in Yonim by Caleb. So Memele, so that was Shmuel's Kashim, so Shmuel is the Kashim. Umas Nisim Nami Meima Vairehu. If you're Chayiv on what the Mayim did, it's out the Mazik of Vair. Hilkach ki chayim al niske aguf chayve v'loy al akelim. You can't say that he's chayiv. You can't say he's chayiv when he slipped on the mayim. You can't say he's chayiv because he banged himself. But you can't say that he's not chayiv because he banged himself. He's chayiv because the begodim got dirty. They got stained. I got news for you. The we're speaking about Mayim is a toda of Boyer. And just like Boyer is potter on Kalim, so Mayim is also potter on Kalim. So Memelas al Kochach, you have to say that the Hezek was, he slipped and he fell. He banged himself. And this is Shmuel, she tossed him, we learned Afnunam at Beis. Shmuel os Boyer is Chayim lachabotoy. So Memela, but according to Rav, you're going that boyer's potter chavote. I got news for you. You can't be chayiv on din for kalov. Zok the gemara. The Rav. So what did Rav do? This is a problem. So Rav said, "Hani mili heiche dafkerino." That is dafke. If he would be mafker, if he would be mafkir the boyer, the hilchis boyer, which the Torah says boyer is potter on kalim, that is dafke when the boyer is not his moment, and there's a sona kosov, it's mine. I'm responsible for what it does. It's mine for responsibilities. But it's not really mine. It's not really mine. Dafkerino, the whole parsha boir is when the boir is hefker. Avol heiche deloy afkerino, but our Mishnah is speaking about, he wasn't mafker the Mayim. We're speaking about the Mayim is still his. He wasn't Mafka. After the Mayim spilled out in the Rishus HaRabim, she had a whole puddle in the Rishus HaRabim, so he's going to
go run back home and call us 20 cats. They should lick up the water. This was expensive water. So it wasn't mafkir the water. So this is his water. And so if the water is mazik, my momen is mazik, so this is not the mazik of boil, this is the mazik of shayr. And shayr is chayim on kelo. Let us see Rashi. Berav ani mili de takalos elamadnu mi boiroi dafkerinu ki boir de sovarav. Now Rashi says the sovarav boir shechiva olav toire behifke rishusoi u boiroi hu dechayavte. The only case of boir that's chayit is ifke rishusay uboir, and that's what we hear on the mentesam at base, that ifke rishusay v'loy boiroi, when it is his boir, so it seems Rav holds like Rabbi Shmuel, that you're potter in such a case. So the only case you could be chayiv is ifke rishusay uboiroi. That's the parsha a person had a rishus and a boyer. He dug a boyer in his chotzer, and then all of a sudden he had a chotzer right next to the rishus harabim. And then he saw up the sign that they were asking for donations. The rishus harabim is too narrow. This could say the traffic jams there. Who is willing to donate his property to widen the rishus harabim? And he was the first one who offered. So he said, take my chotzer, there's 20 bayrus in the chotzer. I'm giving you everything. Give me the chotzer and the bayrus, everything. I'm donating this to Rishus Haram. So Memele, in that case, that's the story of bayr. Now, instead of getting a tax exemption for his donation, now since he donated the his chotzer with all the bayrus, so whenever someone falls into the boyer, he gets a summons that you have to pay for the hezek. That's the boyer of the Torah. And this boyer, that's in Yisod, it's hefker. And this boyer, the Torah says, if Caleb fall in your pot. And this boyer, the Torah is makel on Caleb. You don't have a parsha of boyer, which is mamaynai. When it's mamayna yengansim pota, that means hivke rishusai v'loy hivke boirai. Yosha kabishmo, then I'm taka pota. I was never mafke my rishus to be responsible for what my boir will do. I want my boir, and then the afkauna daita the leil shlumi afkauna. So a case when the boir is mine, there's no parasha bayr in the Torah. The whole parasha bayr in the Torah is when I have no chayshe mishpadik bailas. And it's only mine for responsibility. So on this chiddush ha-Torah, the Torah said, you're potter on keli. But if my keli was mazik, so then my mayim was mazik, so then it's shayr, and shayr is chayv on keli. So let's see again what Rashi says. Then the mazik is al shoyr. Hilkach. Tin of kli, if the baguette became soiled, mamaynai the mazik ovat. So this tin of came about through the momen of the mazik. This person who dropped the cart in the middle of Shusarab that was full of water, this is his momen. So Memela, and that is Chayiv. This is his share made it. Avol Nezik Haguf. But that, what this person slipped 100%. He slipped, and he fell, and he broke his foot, and he dirtied his baguette. He says, about that, he was Mazik himself. Kako Elam Ovda. I'm not responsible for this. This is not my mama. This is Karke that is not mine. I'm not a Bailam on this Karke. So Mamel is only a Groma Baalme, so I'm not responsible for that hezek. Ushmuel Sova, Zot Rashi, Narashi, makes, puts all the pieces of the puzzle together. Ushmuel sava behifke rishusa velehifke boiroi nami mishtoikro. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Akiva. Hifke rishusa velehifke boiroi. The pasuk that says boir, bala boir, the pasuk is speaking about such a case. It's your boir, your mafke the rishus. And that's the pasuk, that's the pashti dikro of bala boir. Upata boir sa kelim. And the Torah says, sheh v'leyodam chamoy v'ley kelim. So you see, even though it's your boir, it's your mama, and you're still potter on kelim. Hilkach, Masnis and Avogav Deleyavkin, and that's why Shmuel would not accept Rav's Teretz. You tell me he wasn't Mavkir, doesn't matter if he wasn't Mavkir. The Parsha of Be'er is also speaking about that he wasn't Mavkir. Balaber Yishalim is speaking about Hivkir Yishusav Lehivkir Beirai. Yepotar and Kalem. Umay Diktoni Chayiv. Hi. So why are you chayiv? You put on kelim. Behez the gufay kamayri. The Mishnah is speaking about that he slipped. Huchlak b'mayim. And he broke a foot. V'loy b'kelov. We're not speaking about that his kelim got soiled. V'av agav de karka oilam of delay. Pektachashi. But Karka Oilom made the Hezek, Chayev, the Shmuel at Taimei, Amalekamen, Beir Shechiva Olav Teira Lahavloi, the Kolshkein Lahavotoi, Bahavagav the Karka Oilom Maskise, even though the Karka Oilom was Masaki. Now let us see Taisus. Avalhu Atzma Ipota, the Karka Oilom is Ikosa. Playboy le meima shohuzek u atzmai b'mayim. So if I talk to Isvis, why did Rav have to go into this whole blotter? Let Rav say he slipped on the water, and the water was mazikim. How was the water mazikim? It was contaminated water, and they swallowed it, it went into his eye. Hey, Bekitza, the water was mazik. The Lishna Mashmi Shahuch Lakatsme Bamay Vlay Shahuzak Bahem. The Lashon is Mashma that it is speaking about that he just slipped on the water. That's it. But the Mishnah is speaking what happened to him. He slipped on the water. Could be the Begodim got dirty, but he slipped on the water. And so nothing else happened to him. Vlay Shahuzak Bahem. Uba'afkere le motzi luk me, let's say it's speaking about afkere, dim kele machayv lo yakem v'lo yalatzme. But speaking about afkere, so that means, the Rav's pshat in the Mishnah was cut out. He had no other eitzah how to say pshat in the Mishnah. It can't be afkere, because then it'll be potin ganzen. And it can't, so it has to be lo yafkere. Ani mili eiched afkerino, perish akuntres, the sova Rav, the Be'er Shechiva Olav Teire Behifke Rishusai Uboir. That the Be'er, they only have a Be'er that's Chayev if it's Hifke Rishusai Uboir. That means, but if it's Hifke Rishusai Uboir, so you're not Chayev in such a case. So the Ptur Kalim is only by Hifke Uboir. Vim Taima, the Bishmaitin, the Machzeres Chatzalayma, the Gemara before wanted to say, the Rav Sova Ber Bershusai Chayev. There the Gemara wants to say that Rav holds Ber Bershusai Chayev. Shmuel Sova the Potter. Upirisham beContrast the Pligi Bifke Rishusai Lichve Beirai. So this whole shtick Torah of Rashi and Nasugye is mamish verkehrt from a previous Gemara that there it comes out that Rav holds Ber Bershusai is Chayev. And Shmuel's baby Shusa is Potter. V'yeshloimed le'kaima maskona d'ho samochi. The Gemara doesn't remain with this pshat. So memele, you can't slug up Rashi from that. Gemara, there's only a half a minute of the Gemara. But the V'yem is, Rav holds baby Shusa is Potter, Shmuel holds baby Shusa is Chayev.
ומי יונירה. But now, Tosfos, so Rashi is not upgefragt, but Tosfos wants to be chilek with Rashi. Vehemently. Like, the Rav Motzi Sovi Shapir the Hifke Rishusoi V'loi Boire Nami Chayev. You also Chayev. You Chayev Alts Boir. Agavuche the Baal of Moir brings a Gemara. The Baal of Moir by us brings a Gemara that Rav says, a Gemara further, that Gav the mina lekama moide rav beber b'shusay. But rav is moide beber b'shusay. And yechayim on the chabat. It's a gemara weiter. Since it's his boy, yechayim on the chabat. It's not kalka oilom, it's ikosay. So really, there's enough in the gemara, not like Rashi. The balamor takes care of the gemara, but Taisus also wants to aim for the gemara. But this is Shitas HaTois, it's not Shitas Rashi. Me Nire, the Rav Motzi Sover, Shaper, the Hifke, the Shusay, Vloy, Boyre, Nami Chayit. Yechay, Otzboy, Afal Gav, the Avna Isakino, Masoy, the Loy Afkarine, Loy Havi, Boyre, the Rav, that's not that sure, Klo. Aino Mishum, the Adifi, Mi Boyre. Avnoi, Sakinoi, Umasoi is better than Boil. Vike nami, Lechiyevine, Mishum Shur. Velechaye, Behena Sakalem. Avul Boil, Bishusai, Leka, Lechiyuve, Mishur. The Shur, Bishusai, Potter, Kedisnan, Chutz, Mirshus, Amiechedes, Lamazik. Lechola, Poches, Boil, Have, Upotar ala Kaila. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little to explain what Tosfos is saying over here. Tosfos is saying, Amoira de Kizach, that Rav holds Boir Beshusoi is Chayiv. Rav holds Boir Beshusoi is Chayiv als Boir. And Rav holds that Boir Beshusoi fakert. I mean, the Boir Beshusay is Chayim Alts Boir. And Boir Beshusay is Potter and Kalem. Because that's the Pasuk is speaking about Boir Beshusay. That's Pala Boir Yishalem. Hivke Reshusay Le Hivke Boir. That's Pshat and Pasuk. Like Rabbi Kiva. And this Pasuk, that's called Bala Boir. It's your Boir. Bala Boir Yishalem. And Bala Boir is Potter ala Kalem. Va'afal pikein by Avnoi the loyavkerei or Mayim the loyavkerei, there you chayiv on Kalem, there you chayiv al Shur. So this is a meiridik problem. How do we understand this? So Tosfos says a meiridik zach. Tosfos says. And Emerson, this is Tosfos Lushitosa, we had learned at the beginning of this year, Tosfos Dafnun Aleph. Tosfos Dafnun Aleph said, what's the svara of Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel holds Boir Beshusay is Potter. So Tosfos Dafnun Aleph says, you know why he's Potter? Boir Beshusay. Because he contained a Tucha Beshusay my boy. Who told you to get, I have a boy here. I was mafke the rishus all around. I was mafke the rishus. So memele, this is my boy. I donated the rishus to the rishus Arab. Fine. This is my boy. So you have to take care of yourself. Don't go too close to my boy. What are you going to my boy? You're complaining to me. Tucha b'shus in my boy. That's Sforis Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva holds that Yechayev. There's no time to talk about Shusim, my boy. also Tatucha Bishus and my boy, your boy is mama's flush next to the Rishus Haram. So what should one do? You didn't make a gate around, you make anything. The person is walking to Rishus Haram, he falls into your boy. So Memele, there's no time of Tucha Bishus in my boy. That's what Rav holds, and that's what Rabbi Kiva holds. So Taisvah is not, Taisvah splits there. So Taisvah says, that what is no kind of tucha b'shusi, my boy, that's often got to be the mazik of boyer. But the mazik of shoyer, I'll say tucha b'shusi, my boy, because shoyer is potter b'chotzer a mazik. And al shoyer I should be chayev. Al shoyer, I'm potter al tucha b'shusi, my boy. So there you chayev al boyer and not al shoyer. But, if I take, I will explain this soon, we didn't explain anything yet. But if I'll take my stone, I wasn't mafkin my stone, and put it in the Rishus HaRabim, then I'm chayev al tshayev. Why? Because you can't tie the tucha b'shusi my boy, I'm shuldig. This is a Rishus HaRabim. This is a Rishus for everyone to go. You brought your stone in the Rishus HaRabim. Don't tell me. Don't be a machutzif. What was I doing banging myself on your stone? I'm sorry. Your stone was mazik me. So the mail of there is no time of tucha b'shusi, my boy. So the mail of that's the chiddush of Rav. You chayiv on shoyer when there's no time of tucha b'shusi, my boy. Hivki reshusi v'lehivki boira yepotar al shoyer, because there's a time of tucha b'shusi, my boy. But as ber you chayiv. So I saw that Teresh Shmuel, he brings down from Rav Shach, Sechenu Lebroche, he says, there's a yesodistic difference between boyer and shoyer. He says, the chiyuv of boyer, according to Rabbi Kiva, is for making a takole libnei reshus harab. So that means as follows, if I have a boyer flush next to the Rishus HaRabim, so it's called, yeah, we're coming to the zoning laws, this is my boyer, this is Rishus HaRabim, no problem, this is, but it's called my boyer is a takola of Nei Rishus HaRabim. The chiv of boyer is takola. So memele, So, yeah, this is your boyer, but the boyer, having a boyer flush next to the Rishus HaRabim without being covered, without a fence around it, that's called, you made a takola l'vnei Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, you're chayev if the Bnei Rishus HaRabim fall into the boyer. So it's boyer, you're chayev, and you can't say, well, what are you doing in my Rishus? You know what I'm doing in your Rishus? You made a takola for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim by making your boyer flush to the Rishus HaRabim. The chiyuv of shoyer is not alts takola. The chiyuv of the shoyer is, my shoyer was mazik you. So on the chiyuv of shoyer, Taisus says, alumnus, listen, my shoyer was mazik you. My shoyer was mazik you in my Rishus. I'm not responsible for what my shoyer did in my Rishus. The chiyuv of shoyer is not alts shem takola shaboy. The chiyuv of shoyer is because my shoyer was mazik. My shoyer in my Rishus is a right to be mazik. That means the chiyuv of boyer and the chiyuv of shoyer split. The chiyuv of boyer is because the boyer in my Rishus is a takola for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim. So Meila, I'm responsible for making a takola of Bnei Rishus HaRabim, even though the boyer is my Rishus. But the chiyuv of shoyer is because my shoyer was mazik. So therefore, shoyer will be potter, because shoyer is potter, b'shus amiyuchedes l'mazik.